Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new guest with us, one that I'm very, very excited about. He's from my hometown in Laredo. We have Webb County Judge, Mr. Tano Tijerina. And I wanted to get him on to chat with him a little bit about, what's going on in Laredo, of course. Particularly with the impact of the new administration, as well as many of you have heard the big story that occurred a few months ago that he switched political parties, which in my opinion was a very, very big political earthquake in Webb County, Texas. So without further ado, I want to welcome County Judge Tano Tijerina. Judge, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
George, I appreciate you, and thank you for everybody that's listening as well. It's a big deal, especially it's always nice to talk to somebody from our great hometown, best county in the state of Texas, Webb County. So, George, we appreciate you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I was, for full disclosure, I was born in Colonia, Guadalupe, right there in Laredo. And we moved to San Antonio, but it's still hometown. I still love to go down there and visit friends and relatives.
No, what you like to do is you like to come and eat the real Mexican food.
There you go.
What you really like to do.
There you go. That's it. Go touch the Holy Land. So as my parents used to say.
That's right.
Judge, thank you very much first of all. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to the folks about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Go to school, et cetera, et cetera. A little bit about your background.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. Yeah, so I was born and raised right here in Laredo, Texas, in Webb County, and it's been. I was born in 1974. I'm 50 years old this year. Going to be 51 in June, and. My parents, you know, my dad is one of 15 children, believe it or not.
Wow.
You're right. If you're thinking about it, no, they did not have TV back in the day, so they made their own entertainment, and obviously it was a fulfilling entertainment. So it's something that that's a beautiful family. I have way over probably 50 first cousins, and then on my mama's side, she's the only girl. There's four other brothers, beautiful deals that I have. And so, yeah, so we grew up, like everybody else, you know. I will say that I think from the ages of five, well, all my elementary school years, we pretty much lived in Victoria, Texas. My dad worked for Coleto Creek Power Plants. He was an educator pretty much all his life, but during those years, he wanted to try something different. So we were in Victoria, Texas. And then when I came back probably in my sixth grade year, went to middle school here, went to high school, graduated from Nixon High School, which I'm really proud of. I'm a mighty Mustang. And so I ended up, I was one of those kids that I was a, you want to consider me a blue chip. I had pretty much any university. I love baseball. It was one of my passions. And so I was one of those blue chip kids that pretty much anywhere in the United States I could have gone to go play baseball. I ended up playing, I ended up pulling the trigger, and I ended up going to Navarro Junior College. And the reason why I went there, some people asked me when you had all those universities, why did you pick Navarro? Well, Navarro was the coach, Skip Johnson, which is one of my best friends. Now he's an OU head coach. You know, that guy basically took me from 91, 92 miles an hour. When I was 17 years old, because I graduated as a 17-year-old, I graduated very young. In my 18th year, I was in a freshman in college in Navarro. He took me from 91, 92, so I started throwing 97, 98. Got drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the eighth round. I got a little signing bonus. That was a fun deal. That year, I met my wife. And my soon-to-be wife, and now after 30 years, I can say that we're still in our honeymoon stages. We have four beautiful children from the ages of 28 to my youngest now is 19, 18. We have two biological and two adopted. we adopted him from Guatemala, and that's been a special journey in itself. So we're very much pro-life, as you could imagine. I do have an older daughter that we call her our bonus child. And no, it wasn't by any one of our actions. It was actually by love. And so 10 years ago, we met her. 11 years ago, we met her. She was 18-year-old in high school. And so now we kind of brought her in. She calls us mom and dad, too. So in all reality, I have five beautiful children.
Excellent. That is really beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been a blessing. We did play baseball. I ended up signing with the Milwaukee Brewers back in 1993. I played pretty much 7 years of pro ball. I got to go all around the United States. I got to see different people. I got to meet different people, see different places. And I think that's what started getting my passion up for a political. And I never even knew it at that time, but I just saw the different things that everybody else had, and maybe some, things that we could have been doing better here in our hometown and whatnot. So I thought that was pretty special. And so we did. I ended up getting an operation. So I ended up getting fired, pretty much, to be honest with you. I got fired. I had an operation. And so out with the old and with the new. And we get it. It's a business. But I'll always remember those times, because if anything, is baseball is one thing that has taught me is as many times as you fail, you could still make millions of dollars. If you think about it, the pitcher, the hitter, he hits 300 and he loses, swings out of 7 out of 10 pitches, he's still making millions of dollars. So our failures are actually could be our triumphs. And I always look at it like that. I learn more from my failures than I do from my wins. And as a pitcher, I can honestly tell you that, you get a home run hit off of you, guess what's going to happen? The next one, you still got to go out there and throw your pitch. And it doesn't matter who's, pitcher's got a big butt. It doesn't matter what they're saying about you. It's a matter of you just staying focused and doing what you got to do. And, and so I went from baseball to working at the ranch for the last 15 years, pretty much 18 years. And I can honestly tell you that I do a little bit of everything, from plumbing to electricity to bulldozer to working cattle. My love is horses. I'm a big team roper. So I pretty much, this backyard of mine is pretty much all of South Texas. So I go all around Texas and all different places to go team rope. And that's been a passion of mine. So a lot of people ask me, where'd you learn your communication skills from? I tell them, well, that was easy. It's from horses. And and so once you understand and learn horses, I think humans are pretty much a little easier sometimes.
That's great.
But, That's kind of my little bit of a background. I did decide to run for county judge. I'll tell you a quick story. On 2009, my dad, my mom, and myself, and my wife were in our kitchen, and we were talking about it. I did not realize at the time that I was speaking so much about state, local, and federal politics. And my dad literally said something to me that afternoon that kind of hit me a little hard. I thought it was a little bit brash on his part, but I guess I understood it. And he just said, look, son, why don't you put up or shut up? Why don't you do something about it? He said, there's a lot of people that go ahead and, try to say all this kind of stuff. First of all, they don't even vote. Second of all, they're not trying to do anything about it. So he says, if you got something to say, why don't you go ahead and try to do it? And that kind of hurt, I'll be honest with you. For about 2-3 months, I had that weighing on my heart. I'm a God-fearing man. Jesus Christ is my guide, my moral compass. He's my leader and my provider. And so through all that, I can honestly tell you, through prayer, I had it out with him one night. Obviously, he won. And I remember him showing me still photos of myself. And he said, I made you for this. And so in 2010, I decided to run, and that was one of the things that I actually got, probably the news and the media kind of got a hold of that, why are you running? I told them, well, my Lord is guiding me the direction, and I got made fun of because in 2010, I ended up losing in a runoff. I ended up beating an ex-district judge, an ex-county judge, and the incumbent ended up beating me by a little over 500 votes. And so I can honestly tell you that I had a lot of people tell me, well, I thought your God told you to run. I said, yeah, he told me to run, but he didn't tell me I was going to win. So those are kind of one of the things that I've learned. And then 2014 comes around, and sure enough, 2014, we ended up being victorious, and it was a beautiful time. So I've been now county judge, Webb County judge, for almost a little over 10 years now. And it's been one of my most beautiful times to be able to give back and give back to my community that I so love.
What, I mean, getting into politics, what have been your accomplishments, or what have you tried to accomplish and still, you know, you're looking at accomplishing?
Well, there's a lot of accomplishments. My first 4 years, I came in with an $87 million budget with $14 million in the bank. We were in a very bad, dire need of monies. We really didn't have a way to make money. So I had to, we had an $87 million budget with $14 million in the bank and $72 million in payroll. And when you start looking at those numbers, you start going, okay. So one of the hardest things for me in my first 4 years was to get everybody and understand what was I trying to do. And I can honestly tell you the politicians here and pretty much everywhere have never heard the word no. Everything is just they want more, 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 and let the taxpayer pay for it. Well, I'm a fiscal conservative guy. I feel like we need to tighten the belts. So through attrition and through a lot of freezing of positions, we just took it to a minimal. My third year, I did it so much, in fact, my third year, I got sued 5 times by our district judges, our DA, and our tax assessor collector. And that was one of the hardest times because it wasn't just a paper suit. I literally had to sit in front of in the courtrooms in front of a judge and explain to them why we did. Thank God we won all 5 of them. And why the third year? Because here comes the fourth year as election year. And so they were trying to burn me, and I get it. I understand it's politics. So with all that said, it's been a blessing because I can honestly tell you after 10 years now, we're at a $160 million budget with $130 million in the bank. I've lowered the tax rate 3 times. I'm fixing to work on proposing another drop. I started with a 42 cents. When I first came in, we dropped it to 38 cents. And this year, I'm proposing another 2 cent drop. For every 1 cent, it's about $1.8 million that come out of our coffers. But we have been blessed because we tightened our belts. We've done our due diligence. And so when you ask, what have we done? Not only have I done, or we've done a lot of things internally, because I don't like to take credit for everything, because it's not just one person, it's a team. And so when I say my team, my commissioner's court has been very, very strong at this. But one thing that I do appreciate my commissioner's court is they allowed me to lead, and which to me is very, very important, and the lead of direction. And so once I gained their confidence, it has been a blessing. They've gone unopposed. I've gone unopposed. Everything has just been working really, really well. So there's been a lot of things externally. County has never had as many projects as it has right now. I mean, we have just an enormous amount of projects going on without having to tap into the taxpayer money. If we can't afford it, we don't even look at it, and that's just the way we do it. So we've been very blessed in that way, and there's been a lot of ebbs and flows, but I will tell you that there's been a lot more positives than negatives.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you the big million-dollar question that everybody has had since last fall is, why did you switch parties?
Beautiful question. The real question and the real answer is this. We've always been conservatives, very much so. And to the point where, you know, my wife and I, you know, we're God-fearing people. In order to do anything here, and a lot of people don't understand this, in order to do anything here, especially in Webb County, you have to run as a Democrat because it just wasn't there. There's a lot of, I would venture to say, there is a majority of people that actually claim themselves to be Democrats are really Republicans, and probably more Republicans than most people actually say they're Republicans. With that said, what I saw these last 4 years, I just couldn't take it anymore. When I saw Biden, I was that guy on Fox News 3 or 4 or 5 times. They had me a year, and basically just very disgruntled, very disappointed with the whole Democratic Biden situation. I was very vocal about it. But I just think that the Democrats, the National Democrat, just became extremely radicals. And they were looking more of you know, the social issues versus the actual situation that's happening to our tax dollars. What's going on? How can we get better? How can we get stronger? No, what they want to do. And look, I'm one of those guys that if you have a social issue that you want to go ahead and cheerlead and take a pom pom to and hooray hurrah, hey, that's fine. But don't shove it down my throat when I don't agree with it, and don't become, you know, don't disagree, you know, because they call it everybody inclusion. Well, inclusion is only when they want it, not when it only benefits them, not when it doesn't benefit the others. And look, one thing that I'm proud to say, I'm not red, I'm not blue, I'm red, white, and blue. We are Americans. And I think that is first and foremost the most important thing here. How, the first day that I got elected as county judge, one of the things that they asked me was, what would you like to tell the people that voted for you? And I said, thank you. But more importantly, I would like to say this to the people that didn't vote for me, that I'm going to do everything that I can to work for them. I'm going to continue being the county judge for all, not for some. And to me, that's the most important thing. So when I became a Republican, I feel so much, I just needed to do it. I just saw that the Democrats were going too left for my taste. I'm pretty much everything to the right anyway. I always have been. I've never been their poster child down here. I've gotten ridiculed and scrutinized because the Democratic Party here, I have never been their poster child and because I didn't believe in what they were doing. And so now I feel free. I praise God that, you know, I am who I am. And to me, it was important. And so, hey, some people call me the trailblazer down here because I'm doing this. But you know what? I'm just being me, and I'm just being a God-fearing man. That's what it's all about.
That is excellent. I think, you know, as a quick sidebar, people don't understand how really conservative Laredo is. It may have been Democrat-dominated for a long, long time, but it is very conservative to the point that the biggest celebration in Laredo is the George Washington celebration, which celebrates Americanism.
It's a whole month, 28 days over 36 different parties, and it you're exactly right, George. It's one of those deals where people don't understand. Whip County is very conservative now. Very proud that Trump won. They made this, you know, Trump ended up winning down here, and I think that was over 130 years that a Republican president won as substantial as he did down here. But I just think when we saw the issues, when we were seeing the issues, I think people were recognizing and understanding that, you know, being conservative down here now finally came out, and it finally came out to its true colors. So praise God for that.
Yep. Let me ask you here in closing, because I think this is very, very important. For folks to understand, is Laredo is the number one entry point for international products, international trade, number one land port in the entire nation. I mean, it's billions of dollars of trade coming in. Given that, the economy, what do you see as far as Laredo and South Texas and maybe even America as far as the economy in the next 4 years? How do you plan to work with it or look at it?
Look, we are the number one and important Western Hemisphere, if not in the world. Wow. 63% of the good, 63% of the goods that come to the United States actually come to the Port of Laredo. We're very proud of that. That is one of the reasons why I worked extremely hard to get the 4-5 bridge permit, and now we will be building another bridge. It's very difficult, and so when you see other cities, and nothing against El Paso, because El Paso is a beautiful city too, but when you have 7 bridges and 4 of them are international and they're ranked 16th, and here we are in Webb County being number one and we only had 3, it was a very difficult to see that. So there's a lot of things. Now when it comes to the economy is booming right now. Currently, we have about 35,000 plus acres under development, and the warehousing is just, we have millions and millions of square feet of warehousing, residential homes. I mean, it has just, our ad valorem taxes are just, you know, everything that's going on because of all the development that's happening. This sleepy little town is no longer sleepy. Look, we have the water. We're working on a secondary water source that's already coming in. We have the land. One of the things that I will tell you that I think is lacking, and I think it's just a matter of working it, and a lot of people aren't seeing this, is we need to work on the electrical grid to be able to sustain and bring more factories, more maquiladoras here in Webb County, because we are a shining star for the state of Texas, and I'm very proud to say that. I say it like this, George, and I'll try to end like this. If you look at Webb County as the aorta, and you look at Texas as a heart, and you look at the United States as a body, let's face it, we all know what happens when you shut us down. When you shut that aorta down, you're going to die. But when you keep it healthy, when you keep it moving, when you keep the economic development flowing, when you start moving all this, you keeping it going. So when you're eating healthy, when you're drinking healthy, when you're doing all this spiritually, when you're healthy, when you put all three of them together, your aorta is clean. And now you get to provide Texas as your heart. You're going to provide a big heartbeat. And the United States as a body, it's going to ebb and flow, and it's going to only be stronger and better. So that is the reason why I always say Webb County is the number one county in the state of Texas.
That's fantastic. Folks, we've been chatting with our new friend, Webb County Judge Tano Tijerina. Webb County, of course, in Laredo, Texas. And Judge, I really want to thank you for taking time and chatting with us. We really have to get you back on sometime again soon and chat about other issues going on in South Texas that you feel are very, very key and important.
It would be my pleasure and my honor, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And George, I want to thank you, and whatever we can do here in South Texas, please let us know. We're just a phone call away.
God bless you guys. You got it. Thank you very, very much. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez talking to you from San Antonio, El Conservador. Until next time.